Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Simrow, and it is always good to be here in the pet world, especially this week. We are out at the Blog Paws 2014 annual conference. A lot of great people, a lot of great stories out there. I'm really excited. We have joining us Lon Hodge, who has some of those great stories put together in a book called In Dogs We Trust. Lon, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for doing this.
Well, you know what? Stories like this move all of us in the pet world, and especially our audience here at Pet World Insider. We really appreciate things that you and Gander have gone through, and now you've used it as inspiration. Let's start off with Gander. Tell us a little bit about him.
Gander was a rescue dog. He was in a kill shelter in Pueblo, Colorado. He was rescued by a prison program that utilizes inmates. And his particular inmate, Gander, was one of the last dogs that was trained by her. And she credits Gander with saving her life. And then they train them in basic obedience so they're more adoptable. Then the best dogs get looked at by some of the service dog agencies. And Freedom Service Dogs picked him up and then did the specific training for me because we were a perfect match, they thought. So it's a great deal. Yeah, it was about an 8-month process.
Wow. Now, I mean, it's so important that we have dogs like Gander and the work that they're doing, you can't even begin to measure how important it is. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd do without Gander. I mean, Gander, between my wife and Gander, you know, they saved my life. You know, I was, my heart rate was running at 120 every day. Night terrors were every night. PTSD was alive and well, and suicide was a serious option. And Gander came into my life. My wife and I had been separated because of work as a result of that. So I didn't have her as a support element. And my heart rate went down to 80 within a week of having Gander. Night terrors started to subside, and I was able to go out in public again for the first time in a long, long time and be social. And these dogs do that for a lot of wounded warriors out there now.
So important. Just remarkable. And to think that Gander was in a shelter at one point.
Who would give this dog up?
Yeah, unbelievable. Let's talk about the book for a moment. Phenomenal, the stories, the people who contributed them. Let's talk about In Dogs We Trust.
It's kind of like a chicken soup for the dog lover's soul, only I think the writers are phenomenal. Paul, the original dog whisperer, is in there. The guy who trains dogs for the Navy SEALs, who's been on 60 Minutes, and Mike Ritlin. It's a phenomenal group of writers, and they're all really short, bite-sized stories that you can have. We've got two stories in there, one of Gander's experience at Arlington. And since the book's come out, it's in limited edition. You can get it in ebook on Amazon, or you can get it from Gander's page on Facebook. But it's been life-changing for a lot of people. We didn't expect it to be quite that, but it has been.
Well, and as much as the stories are life-changing, so too, the proceeds are going right back to give back.
All the proceeds go back to Service Dog Concerns. Once it goes into the bookstores, 100% of the proceeds will go to a Wounded Warriors Retreat Center, a Special Forces Wounded Warriors Retreat Center, and then she'll dole those out to different service dog groups.
Just remarkable. So exciting. Now, we're here at Blog Paws 2014. You have had a lot of success with social media, getting your messaging out. Let's talk about that for a second.
I did consulting for a while back for Fox Asia, for National Geographic, and some others. So the folks at Freedom Service Dogs said, hey, there's this contest coming up. Why don't you put Gander in it? Why don't you promote it? And I said, I really don't want to go public, you know. And they said, well, you know, it would be good for us. And I said, then it's done. I'll do it. Next thing we know, we had 215,000 followers and in a community that's that's so impassioned and so positive and so good that there's no way we can leave it, you know. I mean, and we don't monetize it. There's no money to be made there. There's not. It's just a great place to go and be.
Well, it is a wonderful story, and the book is just inspiring and just, again, reinforces how great animals are and the impact that our pets have on our lives. As a fellow pet parent, I want to say thank you for sharing those stories, being courageous, and, you know, getting the word out. It makes a difference, and it's so important. So thank you for doing that. I'm looking forward to sharing more of those stories, having you on as well again. Gander, thank you for being here. It's such a treat to be out here with all of these wonderful bloggers, pet parents themselves, like yourself, and we get to actually meet the inspiration. So thank you for doing everything you're doing, and thank you again for joining us here on Pet World Insider. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Folks, we're going to be right back with more great guests, great information, everything you want to be talking about here in the pet world. More to come from Blog Pause 2014 here on Pet World Insider after a few quick messages.
Are you a pet parent looking for a book that can teach you about dog nutrition, training, or other dog essentials? If so, look to Dogwise Publishing. Since 2001, they've been committed to publishing books by dog experts that improve upon the information available, emphasize humane training methods, share cutting-edge science, and proven solutions to make living with a dog more fun and enjoyable. Visit dogwisepublishing.com for more information on their extensive expert dog book releases and diverse dog book offerings. Again, that's dogwisepublishing.com.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the Slim Doggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.